Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and a companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com or just chatter with me in the comments at Deadspin. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Are we going to talk about the little subtle slip of Deadspin into the intro now? Like,
subtle?
Or you just dropped it in there like it's always been there.
That was subtle.
That was subtle.
You didn't hear the glee in my voice?
Because usually you'd be like, well, I just want to have an announcement, but you're just kind of like, oh, and by the way, just check out Deadspin, I guess, whatever.
Well, the thing is, I think that people who would really care already know, because last week's episode ran on the site. And you guys, I'm crazy excited. Mommy's home! So that was great. Thank you for all of the awesome comments and the emails and the texts that I got from people being really supportive.
What was the one that made fun of me, though, that you sent me? There was like one that I forget what it was.
There was one. That was like,
oh, like I'm a big podcast whore or something.
Yeah. How many podcasts is Lozo hosting now?
That is fair.
And that was like,
I can't argue that one.
Is his advice like for everything? Just like, yeah. Sigh, I hate cleaning.
Like I'd like to bring the trademark annoyed sigh everywhere I go, because I feel like that conveys my mood better than any words could. Like when you're like, well, here's the thing you do. You don't throw away the microwave with the cockroaches. Instead of me just going on a 5-minute rant, I can just go. And it gets the point across.
And then you make a friend's joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we never talked about that last week, did we?
I forgot
about that.
I did not. I also didn't tell you about Pigeon Forge. Maybe I'll tell you about Pigeon Forge, but I definitely will tell you about friends.
Is that a restaurant in Brooklyn?
In the bonus Pigeon episode. Forge? No, we talked about it before
locally sourced pigeons that are cooked by a guy named Starfish. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, we'll talk about all of that stuff in the bonus episode. And we should remind you guys that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. We actually do not have any new patrons this week.
What the hell?
Deadspin.
Yeah.
Fellers.
Thanks a lot, Deadspin.
I was a little surprised by that, I have to say. I was a little surprised and disappointed.
More like Deadspin. No, wait. That's the same thing.
But I was also kind of disappointed because after your like command performance last week of reading the patron names, I was going to just hand that part of the festivities over to you.
That's probably what turned everybody off. They were like, nope, I'm not going through that with that idiot saying my name in a weird way.
Yeah. It was great.
That's on me. I apologize.
I loved it. And because we had audio problems last week, I actually had to listen to that particular part like a lot of times.
Sorry.
No, it was really funny. But I have like there's even more to the story. Before the episode even came out, Jean Shepard. Yeah. Sent me an email with a question in it.
Mm.
And I was oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you got in touch, because Dave just did this really funny bit about your name and Bradley Cooper, and this will all make a whole lot more sense when you hear the episode, but like it was really fun. And so I actually am going to use her question. It was a very good question as our first question for today that's going to kick off this episode all about summer problems, because you guys, I am a summer baby. My birthday is in August. I'm having summer of Jolly right now. I've been at the beach. I've eaten so many freaking Nathan's hot dogs already this summer. It's only the middle of June, and I'm like neck deep in Nathan's hot dogs, and it's been great. I love summer. I'm so excited. I'm going to have the best summer ever. So we're going to do all kinds of summer stuff today because I'm super excited.
Are we going to get drunk?
Totally. No, we're not going to get drunk because you said you didn't want to.
Well, I mean, if we're doing it for the show. I wouldn't do it for my own pleasure. I would do it for the theme of the summerness of... We can go outside right now with microphones and just pound some...
I'll tell you what.
Some beers.
You read the first question. I'll start answering it. You go look in the fridge and see if there are beers. No, I'm wired because I'm about halfway through a medium Dunks iced coffee, and I'm wicked offended that it came in its little styrofoam cooler thing, has a fucking Yankees thing on it. Get the fuck off my fucking Dunkin' Donuts cup. That's what I have to say about that.
Apologies to all our listeners that don't like that sort of language on this podcast.
If our listeners don't like that kind of language, they're not our listeners anymore, because this show works blue. We're not really going to work that blue today, though. next week is underwear and ass wiping. Get excited.
Finally, a show for me.
Get excited about that.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so let's do our summer stuff, though. Let's have you read our question from Jean Chappard.
Jean Chappard.
Our beloved patron.
Jean Chappard writes, "Dear Jolie, my partner and I have a pretty new bath mat. We've only had it for 2 months, and we wash it every week with the towels. It's microfiber with a non-slip coating on the back, basically just a textured thick towel. Even though it's new and we wash it really regularly, it smells awful. It smells mildewy and like unfortunate feet." Unfortunate, that's good. "We have tried vinegar. We have tried lemon juice. We have had no luck. Any other suggestions? Or do you know what we've been doing wrong? I've been such a fan of yours since the hairpin days." Sorry, hairpin days.
What's wrong with you today?
I won't lie to you. I smoked a lot of pot before I came in here today. No, I'm only kidding.
No, you didn't.
You can tell I didn't.
I would know if you were high.
Thanks so much. Warmly, Jean.
Really?
That's where the letter ends.
Really, Dave?
What?
You're not going to read the postscript? I knew you were going to do that.
Oh, sorry.
I'll do it. No,
Jolie,
no, please.
Jolie, to talk about bath mat.
Please, allow me to do the honors. P.S. Hi, Dave.
Whatever.
Hey.
Hi,
Dave.
You can say at the top.
Love you.
I think if you really wanted to say hi.
There was a lot of Dave love this week, by the way. There was a lot of Dave. Well, listen, one of our patrons was trying to get me to listen to Puck Soup. I was like, no, child, I'm not going to listen to Puck Soup.
No. Did you really call her
a
child?
I listened to a lot of Dave during the week. I don't need to listen to any more Dave than I already have to listen to.
Do you believe the crap that I got to put up with when I come in here every time? Just incessant fun
incessant
making
love.
Of.
Incessant love for me. All right, are you going to get beers while I talk
about
this?
No.
This question?
I was bluffing. I don't want a beer.
Okay. Which is good, because I haven't eaten anything today and I've drinks after this.
I just want a cold
so
water.
I'd be just like rolling home if I drank right now. Okay, so here's the thing. I picked this question, even though it's not a summer question, it is closely related to a very common summer problem, which is mildewy, smelly beach towels. And the reason that it happens in beach towels is the same reason that it happens in bath mats. So the advice that I'm going to give today for Jean's bath mat is also what you should apply to your beach towels, or frankly, your regular towels. If they start to smell mildewy, which is very, very common. The other reason I really like this question was because last week's episode, when we were doing the bathrobes, I was planning to answer a question about bath mat washing, and then I realized we just wouldn't have time for it because I had so much that I needed to say about your bathrobe behavior. So I figured that this was like a good way to kill two birds with one stone. So the first thing I want to say about this is, like, yes, you have to wash your bath mats. Probably wash them once a week, once every other week. That's totally fine. But yes, you do need to wash them. So Jean asked specifically if I knew why the problem is happening. And the problem is, I think, happening for one of two reasons. The first reason is that they are probably using too much detergent. And the detergent is building up in the microfiber because it's not getting fully rinsed out. And when you step on it with your wet feet and introduce water into it, you're creating an ideal home for mildew because mildew needs food and it needs water to survive. And soap, i.e. your detergent, is food for mildew. So I think that that's probably what's happening. The other thing that might be happening is you might have just gotten a lemon of a bath mat. So Jean actually did tell me what the bath mat was. It was from IKEA. I went and looked at it. It's microfiber. Microfiber itself has a tendency to hold on to smells. And because it's IKEA and it's not a very high-end one, it may actually just be that it's the design of the mat. And you have to say, like, oh, there was, you know, $7.99 that we just got to eat and go get a new bath mat.
So you're saying that potentially the solution could be throwing it away and getting a new one.
Possibly, Dave.
Yes.
Possibly. You know. See, you were just saying how mean I am to you. And then, look, I gave you this great gift.
Yeah. An $8 IKEA bath mat.
Yeah.
I can use one, actually. Thank you.
Sponsor. So, before you take the Dave approach and you throw it away and you get a new one, try doing this. Try solving this problem by washing the bath mat with no detergent at all. It is going to be really hard to do that. I know psychologically for me, it's really hard to run a load of wash without detergent in it, but just try it. So no detergent, but one cup of vinegar. I would put about 2/3 in the detergent compartment and 1/3 in the fabric softener compartment, which will go in during the rinse cycle. I think that will do it. And then when you go to dry it, even though it's a bath mat and it's heavy, don't dry it on high heat. Dry it either on low or medium heat. I don't know how heavy this thing is. If it's not very heavy, put it on low heat. If it's kind of on the heavy side, put it on medium heat. But skip the high heat dry because the heat from the dryer will really amplify the smells that are lingering in it. The other thing you could do that would be ideal if you have the setup for it, I certainly don't, but I know a lot of people do, is you can line dry it on a very hot, sunny day because sunshine is actually a disinfectant. So that's what I would do. If I was in this situation, that is exactly what I would do. Two other products to mention to you that you may, if you do salvage the bath mat, that you may want to add to your regular laundry day routine is the first is that Tide makes odor eliminating pods, you know, those little pack thingies. Those are very, very good. And you use them in addition to your detergent. You just pop them right in the wash. Those may help to keep the smell at bay. Another thing to mention is that Lysol just came out with a new product called Lysol Laundry Sanitizer. It's a liquid. It contains no bleach, so you can use it on whites and you can use it on colors. And I've been using it. I think it's really good. I've been using it on my gym clothes because I am, like, abusing my gym clothes like crazy this summer, and my usual methods are like not even enough right now for the stench I'm creating in my gym clothes.
Are you the smelly person at the gym?
No, I'm
not. The person I don't want to be next to on like the elliptical?
No, I'm not, but I got stuck next to the smelly person the other day, and I thought I was going to lose my mind because not only was he a smelly person, he was grunting. And
was he like in his 40s?
No, he's younger than me.
Okay.
He's like in his early 30s. And so he's like grunting. He's like on the treadmill. Like, how are you grunting on the treadmill? And he goes way too fast and he like has to hang on for dear life. And I just want to be like, buddy, slow it down. You're not impressing anyone. You're pissing every woman off right now. Stop grunting on the treadmill.
That's weird.
And take off those stupid fucking black knee socks.
That's a thing guys do now. Yeah, the knee socks.
I hate those.
I don't know what it is. Like it was like a NBA basketball thing in the 80s and then it went away and now like everything else it's come back.
Well, they're compression socks, so they're for shin splints.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought people just wanted to look like
just
cool
in
their
fashion.
Styling black high socks.
No, there is like a reason for it, but they're still stupid and I hate them.
Interesting. And the smelly guy at my gym is a dude in his 40s who wears like sleeveless tees. So like it's all out there.
It's all just wafting out.
And it's just like he never washes the machine when he's done.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Gross. Man, the gym. We are due up for another gym rant one of these days on one of our bonus episodes. Because yeah. I have a lot to say. There's male performative behavior at the gym specifically has been really intense for the past like two or so months. And also just generally, I've noticed male performative behavior is like a little out of control right now.
Like a lot of like curling in front of you and being like,
yeah,
you know, are you from the NRA? Because I got to register these guns or something.
I had a guy, I was with my trainer and he was having me do walking lunges like through the whole gym. Like it was like almost like an obstacle course. And this guy clearly saw me doing it. He clearly knew I only had one more set to go. He like pulls out a bar. He sets it down right in the path that I had been in. And it was like at the end of my session. And so I'm already like, I'm all amped up, right? And my face must have like turned because my trainer just grabbed my wrist and he goes, easy, Boston.
Yeah.
He was like, don't pick. I was about to pick a fight. And there have been fights in my gym and they're always picked by the people from Boston.
Fights in your
gym?
There's
like a group of us who are all from Boston. And it's like every time there's a fight, it's like one of us is behind it.
There's nothing worse.
Proud of the hometown.
There's nothing worse than conversation at the gym. Even if I'm not involved in it, and it's like two people just like talking about, oh, I see the game last night, and I'm like, is that why you came here? Like, do you want to be here like longer than you have to be? So you want to spend 10 minutes talking about the Yankees game last night, and you're just overhearing it, and you're annoyed that they're talking, you're annoyed about what they're saying, and you're just like, oh, man. But yeah, we'll do that on another episode, I guess.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of annoying conversations, I think we got to move on.
Yeah.
We have another question we have to answer.
Oh, do we?
We do.
It was Margie, right?
Yep.
Hold on, my phone went into sleep mode while we were yelling about gym people, so I got to get that back. I got to get that back up. I was also looking at baseball scores, too.
Oh, okay. It's all right. It's all relevant to Deadspin.
Margie!
Deadspin podcast now.
Margie writes, hi. The pink polka-dotted part of my bathing suit top has bled into the white. I am really good about rising out of my swimsuits after I wear it. Rising out of my swimsuit? Like Phoebe Cates.
Not really a big female problem.
Movie. I mean, could be. I am really good about rinsing out my swimsuits after I wear them. In fact, I'll even wash them as soon as I get out of the shower. But I noticed it just now after it has been sitting in the drawer for a while. Is there anything I can do? I was going to reach for the bleach, but a quick Google search brought me to your website. How many Google searches involving bleach bring someone to your website?
Like, all of them.
Like 1,000 of them, right?
Yeah.
Google search brought me to your website where I read that I should never bleach my suit. Is there anything else I can use that will remove the up pink from the white?
Yep.
Thank you so much, Margie. P.S. I bet Dave looks great in a bathing suit. I think he probably has no issues with keeping it clean because he's so great. Wow.
Wasn't that nice of Margie to say about you?
I don't know. You're wrong. It's more like a scene from Cocoon where like I'm one of the old guys with his droopy pale body. But I mean, thank you. That's nice of you to have that thought though. Ah, Margie. Thank you.
What an evocative image you just painted for me.
I mean,
thank you.
The Speedo is very flattering. I guess.
Oh my God. Oh my God. When I was in LA for Easter, I don't know if I talked about this. Matt and I went out to the pool one day and this guy came out in a full white thong. It was amazing.
Sometimes we got to just show off.
We were just like mesmerized by this guy.
Yeah.
He had the most impeccable wax job I had ever seen.
Oh, like around the around the magic area?
Mm-hmm.
See, like, I go the other way.
Just let it all...
1974.
Let it all flow?
Yeah, just... all men.
All right, Margie, I've got help. No problem at all.
For the last 2 minutes of what we talked about, or just her problem? Because there's nothing... You're not going to be able to get that out of your ears.
I have two things that you can use. The first is a product that you use in the wash that will reverse fugitive dye.
fugitive dye.
Is that a great term? You know what the shitty thing is? It's such a great term, but it comes from John Medesian, the owner of Madame Paulette.
And
that whole thing has like been really, really ruined for me. I actually on Saturday night was going to a party on the Upper East Side and I was walking over and my path was going to take me in front of Madame Paulette. And I was still so traumatized by that whole incident that happened that I like turned early so that I wouldn't even have to walk past Madame Paulette.
Hmm. See, I was picturing like Tommy Lee Jones, like doing a commercial for this stuff where he's like, the fugitive's name is pink dye or something. And then he just does his fugitive thing. That's a nice reference to a 22-year-old movie. People
will love that.
People are all over around. They know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, I do.
Every bikini top, bottom, and then there's really not a lot of other places to go.
Okay. So anyway, so here, there's this product that you can use in the washing machine to correct fugitive dye issues. It's called Carbona Color Run Remover. And if you remember last week, I talked about the Carbona Stain Devils for the guy with the hockey jersey that had the ketchup and mustard stain. It's the same company. They make all kinds of like really neat, weird, specialized products. They're very good. The other thing you can do is you can just soak that bikini in OxyClean, big scoop of OxyClean, dissolve it in water, soak the bikini for a few hours. Oxygen bleach is safe to use on bathing suits. It's chlorine bleach that you want to avoid. So that brings me to this. Because it's the beginning of summer and I'm super, super excited about summer, I thought I would just really quickly run through like your general care tips for your bathing suits. Because as great as summer is, the one thing that is not super great about summer is having to go bathing suit shopping. So I'm sure that we can all agree we would like to extend the life of our suits for as long as possible to avoid bathing suit shopping. Okay, so here they are. Number one, always, always, always rinse your bathing suit out after you wear it. You can either rinse it out in the sink. You can take it right into the shower with you if you're going to shower after you've been swimming. But always, always, always rinse your suit out. You want to rinse your suit out for a couple of reasons. If you've been in a pool, the chlorine will bleach your suit over time and make it faded looking. If you've been lying out, you probably have sunscreen all over that thing that you want to rinse out. You probably also have sweat on it. Sweat can have a bleaching effect. If you are swimming in a lake, it's got lake water on it. I'm a lake person, so no shade, but lake water, you guys. Oof. And if you're swimming in the ocean, it has salt on it, and salt will also have a fading effect on your suit. So always rinse it out after you wear it. Hand washing a bathing suit is ideal. It's also incredibly easy because they're small and they dry fast, but I know that most of you are probably not going to do that. I machine washed the bikini that I wore to the beach over the weekend. So yeah, I machine wash. Here are your rules for machine washing your suits. Use a delicate cycle, use cold water. Definitely, definitely, definitely put the suit in one of those mesh bags. You don't want to have it out in the wash with all of your other clothes because it will get tangled around all your other clothes and it will stretch, and you definitely don't want that. Don't use chlorine bleach. Use a delicates detergent if you have one. You don't necessarily need to go out and buy one, but if you've got one, either delicates detergent or one of those free and clear ones is a great choice. And air dry them. Don't put them in the dryer. One thing to note also is don't wring them. If you wring a suit, it will stress the fibers too much and that's no good. So there are your general bathing suit care tips. For dark suits, fading is obviously a problem. You might want to invest in a darks detergent like Woolite Darks or Cheer for Darks to help keep the color. It's also especially important with dark suits that you rinse after you've worn it to prevent the fading. With light suits, yellowing tends to happen. There are two good ways to reverse that. First of all, the rinsing will help with that. But when it happens, or if it happens, I guess I should say, you can reverse yellowing by soaking the suit in a half a cup of baking soda combined with 1 gallon of cold water. Soak it, a couple hours overnight, my usual. Then rinse it out and air dry it or wash it if you need to wash it. There's also a product called White Bright that is very good and it is safe to use on your swimsuit. So that is another good option for white or light colored swimsuits that have gone yellow.
And an important thing too, if you have it in your sink, make sure you turn the water off on your sink before it overflows and gets all throughout your apartment.
That is
because that would cause damage to your rented domicile.
That is a very good piece of advice. Mm-hmm. Thank you for chiming in with that.
Absolutely. I want to make sure everyone has their bases covered. Like once you start the sink, you can't like go watch, I don't know, Bravo for 3 hours because you come back, your whole place is underwater.
I didn't go and watch Bravo for 3 hours. I went and listened to Taylor Swift.
You got that sink that backs up. If it's got the drain clogged, then you're going to have to go live somewhere else for a while.
It's not your best
gonna
work.
Have
not your best work. The tip was very good. It was very good. Let's take a break.
I don't like being stifled creatively like that. That hurts. That hurts my feelings.
All right. Well, Dave is going to go tend to his feelings.
Now we have bad blood.
We're going to take a quick break. Dave and I will be back after he's tended to his feelings about our bad blood with more of your summary cleaning problems. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about summary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Still mad at me, I guess.
Sure.
All right.
Like, song parodies on the fly are so easy that I should just nail
it
right out of it.
I mean, you didn't have to try it.
It's in the contract.
There's no contract.
Oh, now there's no contract. Right.
All right, you guys. So in the second segment, we're going to take on a subject that frankly kind of depresses me to talk about. But we're going to have to talk about it because it's summer and we've got a question. So, Dave, you want to read our question from Paul?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Paul writes, how do you get the greenish yellowish stains?
What?
So those are just very specific colored stains, and I'm excited to see what he's talking about specifically. Left by certain types of sunscreen. Oh, those greenish yellowish. Okay.
Yeah, no, next week is a different kind of greenish
yellowish.
Yeah,
I don't know. You never know. Copper tone sport for sure. How do you get those greenish yellowish stains left by certain types of sunscreen out of white clothes? Thanks. P.S. Dave has a silky smooth voice that should be used for voiceovers in major advertising campaigns. Well, Paul. I don't know if you're into casting or anything, but that was very nice of you to say. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words. These readers today, I guess listeners technically, they're very nice people. Thank you.
The Dave Lozo fan club really pulls through for you.
It's growing. It's loyal.
There really was like a lot of I love Dave stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't summon to you anymore because. Right. You get snasty with me about it.
Snasty.
And I'm like, you should, like, revel in your praise.
I am. That's why I'm reading it aloud into the microphones.
We write on the internet. Like, if people are nice to you, you should celebrate that.
No, I have everybody muted on the internet. I don't see anything. No feedback. Close all channels of communication with strangers. That's my rule.
I love feedback.
Do you?
I love it when people tell me that I love positive feedback.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yes. Very specific kind of feedback.
Until that filter exists.
Oh, I love praise. I lap up praise. Absolutely. I'm totally motivated by positive reinforcement, which is a bad quality actually, but such as it is.
Yeah.
It does make me very good at this job because it makes me want to be good to people. Because then if I'm good to them, they're good to me back.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know
it really
true.
Does work. It's amazing. Maybe you should try it. Maybe you should try a whole episode of being nice to me. And see what happens.
I've tried that. All it does is
no,
result
you haven't. When have you tried being nice to me?
Criticized for really sweet Taylor Swift song parodies on the fly, then I get stomped on. And you know, whenever I put my heart out there, like Taylor does, it just gets broken. And I just refuse to open up more than twice a year. And that was one of them. So now we'll see what happens between June and December.
I'm a Katy cat, but I don't like that I'm the Katy Perry in this equation.
See, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Is she bad? Is she good?
You know who Katy Perry is.
Yeah, but like, I don't know she's different than Taylor Swift.
You seem to be aware of the fact that there's a feud between them, yes?
Oh, is there?
No, I didn't know that. What Bad Blood is about, your favorite song.
That's what that song's about?
Yes. Oh, child, we have to do a whole thing.
Is that true?
I'm going to catch you up. Yes, it's true.
That's not true. Is it?
Yes, Dave.
Hmm.
Yes, it's true.
But you never wrote a song about like Kanye going up on stage and like stealing her thunder?
Oh.
She hates Katy Perry.
But we can't get distracted. We have to talk about sunscreen.
Sorry, yes.
I don't want to talk about it because it does depress me. Okay, you guys, here's the problem with sunscreen. Sunscreen, you should wear it. And I'm going to confess that because of my dark skin privilege, I play fast and loose with sunscreen in a way that I should not. And I want to tell you that in this instance, you should not be like me. You should always wear sunscreen. However, there is an active ingredient that is very common in most commercial sunscreens. It is definitely in Coppertone Sport, and it is called avobenzone, A-V-O-B-E-N-Z-O-N-E, avobenzone. The problem with avobenzone is that when it's mixed with iron, it turns into a rusting. And you're probably like, okay, I'm not like rubbing up against iron in my swimsuit, except there's iron in our water. So if you get sunscreen that has avobenzone on your swimsuit and then you put it in contact with water, it's going to create this like, they come in all different colors, yellowish, greenish, brownish stain. They're basically, they function as rust stains. And rust stains, just to make this even worse, are weird animals in the stain world. Specifically, you cannot ever use chlorine or oxygen bleach in concert with a rust stain because those two things will make the rust stain worse. It will make it more yellow. So that rules out like my old beloved OxyClean and all of those things. What you need when you get those kinds of stains, whether they be greenish or yellowish or brownish or whatever, what you need is you need a rust stain remover. And there are commercial ones, and then there's also a DIY one. Let me tell you about the commercial ones first. So Carbona, that brand that I mentioned in the
Carbona.
First segment, and that I talked about last week.
Invented by Joey Carbona. from
Bed-Stuy.
It sounds
Bed-Stuy. Like a delicious pasta dish.
Could be that too, yeah. Carbona. I want to eat it.
So they make their, in their Stain Devils line, you know, I told you guys that there are 9 of the Stain Devils. Number 9 is the one that you want. It's for rust and perspiration, which is so curious to me because those two stains are not chemically all that similar. So I don't know why the formula for removing them is the same. I actually am like, I kind of want to see if I can get a tour of Carbona R&D and like learn more about it because I'm sort of fascinated by that. If you guys, if any of you are sciencey people out there and you know how chemically similar rust and perspiration stains are, please get in touch. Thank you. So that's one thing you can use. You can also use, I feel like you're going to like this. You can also use a rust remover that is made not necessarily for laundry use, but that's made for like household use. Those are the kinds of things you find at the hardware store or, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those. But like, I mean, why would you go to Home Depot if you could go to like a proper hardware store?
Wow.
Hardware stores are so great.
What if Home Depot wants to sponsor us?
Then great. I love the Home Depot. No. I legit do. Like, I can't actually go in there unsupervised. I can't go into a hardware store unsupervised. I can't go into the Container Store unsupervised. I just go wild.
Well, like, what's the difference between like a local hardware store and like Home Depot in your mind?
I don't know. There's just like a feeling about it that I like, maybe. I like sort of the cluttery nature of a local hardware store. I like the guys who work there. I don't know. I love a hardware store. If Ace Hardware would like to sponsor us, I'm all in.
There's an Ace Hardware in Hoboken. That's the one I went to on the way back after I came here last week and bought duct tape and then left it here.
Tape.
So stupid. Because the Ace Hardware in Hoboken was being worked on for something, so it was closed. So I went to the one right on 9th, bought it, brought it here, left it here. And both hardware stores are like the ones you like. They're tight and cramped and, you know, and there's just dudes hanging out. Like,
my mind went someplace totally different.
God, can we be a little mature, please, on this podcast for once?
No.
just a bunch of sweaty men with big, gigantic hands working with woods and nails and screws. Why is that got to be erotic in some way?
Jeez. I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Well, it's probably because it's the screwing and the nailing and the lifting of heavy things and the sweat and the, you know, a lot of the testosterone that probably gets on in there and... You know, they probably take their shirts off when they get home and they're just really just filthy and, you know, they got to wash it off and, you know, they rub soap all over their bodies and you know, maybe like somebody walks in there and you're just like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you in there. And then it's like, oh, is there room in there for me? And what were we talking about?
You guys, I just like sat back in my chair. I was like, I'm just letting him go for as long as he's going
to
do this.
I was just thinking about a trip to the hardware store for some reason.
Okay, so hardware store. Here is the name of one of the rust removers you can find. So when you go in there, just ask the guys. Just be like, hey, I need a rust remover. And they'll point you in the right direction. But if you hate talking to people and you hate asking for things, why are you listening to this podcast?
Because you don't have to talk to anybody. You can just listen to somebody.
True. But it's called Ask a Clean Person. The whole premise is that people ask me things.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the brands is called Wink. And I like it because it's because of the way it's spelled. It sounds like a Price is Right game to me. It's spelled W-H-I-N-K.
Oh, God.
No?
Like, everything's named so cornily these days. Like, you know, like every, like...
Clap out.
Right. And, like I have this idea for a website. It's called Tumblr. I don't know. What if I drop the E from the word Tumblr? Oh, my God, yes.
Perfect.
Like, that's how everything... Tinder, Grindr, Tumblr.
Yeah.
So now we're adding letters to words.
Yeah, but Wink is old. Wink is, like, an old brand. It's not a new brand.
Like what, like 93?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's older than that. Okay. I don't know. It just has like a real 70s feel to it. Like the packaging is kind of 70s looking. And I don't know. I like that 70s aesthetic anyway. So that's kind of my jam. Anyway, there are your two commercial ones. The Carbona Stain Devils number 9. The Wink Rust Remover. Or, I mean, really any rust remover that the hardware store has. They're largely interchangeable. Okay, but here is the DIY thing. And someone actually just tweeted at me. That she had tried this, like she had read about it in something that I had written. I've written about sunscreen every place I write, so I don't know where she found it, but she was like, I tried your DIY trick and it totally worked and I'm so excited. So the DIY trick is super easy. It's lemon juice and salt. I have salt and lemons at home. I could do this, no problem. I don't have anything that's sunscreen stained. And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to why. Not because I've not been wearing sunscreen, but because I know things. Okay, here is your method with the lemon juice and salt, because the method is actually pretty important, even though it's very simple. First thing to do is to flush the stain with cool running water. Then pour lemon juice on the stain in the area that's already wet. And then on top of that, you should lie it down on a flat surface. On top of that, you're going to pour like an anthill style pile of table salt and let it sit overnight. Then in the morning, you're going to dump the salt out and you're just going to launder the thing as usual. So that's all you need to do. But that process of doing the rinse, then the lemon juice, then the salt, letting it sit overnight is important. And it works. And I got feedback on it and I was very excited about it. Now, let me talk about why I don't have this problem in my life, even though I am wearing sunscreen this summer. The first time that I went to the beach this summer, it wasn't a very hot day, but it was very, very sunny, and I did not wear sunscreen. And I, like, wasn't in a swimsuit or anything. I was, like, in my gym clothes. And I have a, like, tan line around my neck that will not quit from it. I got wicked sunburned.
Wicked.
Yeah. I'm drinking Dunks. I can't help it. The Boston's all coming out.
So what you're saying is that the sunburn wasn't normal?
It wasn't normal. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, the other night, my friend Malls called me on the telephone, and I picked up, and I was like, are you okay?
You better be on the side of the road somewhere to be calling me
and
on the
phone. And she goes, I'm so sorry to call you without warning like a fucking psychopath, but I'm stuck in traffic, and she's like, I'm spiraling about this thing. It was this thing that we're working on. She's like, I'm spiraling, having a panic attack, and I just have to call. And I was like, oh, no problem at all.
So a panic attack on the phone in a car. That's a good combination of things for safety.
Hands free. So I was like, no problem. She was like, can you talk to me while I'm stuck in traffic? And I was like, yeah, no problem. I was like, I'm a little stoned. So just so you know.
She was stoned too?
No, I was.
Oh.
I was.
It's like, Jesus.
I was.
Who is it? I'm taking my seatbelt off now.
No. So we're chatting and she like asked me about something and I started answering and all of a sudden she leans on the horn and goes, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of the fucking way. I can't fucking get in if you don't get out of the fucking way, you fucking fuck. And I was like, Oh, there, your Boston just came out, girl.
Wait, now say it how she said it with her Boston accent.
No, she doesn't have a Boston. She's like me. She doesn't have a Boston accent, but she has Boston attitude.
Mm.
It was the fun. She was like, she had to have her whole body on that horn. I was like, what is going on in L.A.? My God.
See, this is why people die on the freeway in L.A. is because they're having panic attacks. They're on the phone. They're screaming at people and they're sitting on the horn because no one's moving in traffic.
It was amazing. It made me really, really happy.
And then
she yelled at me last night because I was telling her about how during my last summer in Boston, I blew off a guy who was a VP for the Red Sox. And she was like, is this the part where you tell me that you're a sociopath?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And yeah, I went into the whole thing. I was like, oh, yeah, there's the rest of your Boston coming out.
Didn't Jimmy Fallon ruin the Red Sox for you, though? Like, I feel like nobody should like the Red Sox anymore after that movie.
No, Jimmy Fallon did not ruin the Red Sox for me.
You wait 90 years for a World Series.
But that was a nice try.
90 years for a World Series and you find out Jimmy Fallon's on the field. That would ruin everything for me.
No, it didn't. Not at all.
Sunscreen. Stains, yellow, brown, green.
I buy sunscreen without avobenzone in it, specifically because I know how stainy and rotten it is. I'm going to give you guys a couple of brands, and it's fine. Like, you will be A-okay. I wore my sunscreen with no avobenzone to the beach this past weekend, and I did not get sunburned. I got a lovely tan, so it's all fine. It's not like you're, like, putting yourself at risk by skipping this ingredient. The one that I use is, oddly enough, Banana Boat. Like, I think of Banana Boat as, like, a cheap brand, and I was kind of surprised that they make formulas without avobenzone. The one that I have is the Banana Boat Sport. It comes in the spray. That's very good. Copper Tone Water Babies Pure and Simple is another one that does. So most of the Copper Tones have avobenzone in it, but the Water Babies one does not. And there's one other kids brand from Copper Tone also that doesn't have it. I didn't write it down. There is a roundup of sunscreens that do not have avobenzone on Reddit. It's not in any sub that you want to have anything to do with.
I'm just thinking like Reddit. It's like a great home for like racism and tips on sunscreen.
Yeah.
You know,
there are pockets of Reddit that are great.
Yeah,
there are.
You're just like one keystroke away from winding up in like a horrible, like alt-right Nazi.
Do you ever
subreddit
play Reddit roulette where you click Reddit random?
No.
Oh,
I don't know if I could do that.
That's really fun.
Because like, what if
it's really fun? You have to do it in incognito.
I was gonna say because
you don't keep the history in your browser.
Like, I get like targeted by the NSA in a year. They were like, "Why are you in this Nazi porn, you know, snuff subreddit?" Funny story. So I'm doing a podcast, and we just started talking about Reddit, and then I just take me away.
Like, is that the podcast where she talks about bleach pneumonia making like, mustard gas?
I'd be like, oh my God, yes.
Are you
Jean Shepherd? Oh, hey, good to meet you.
Okay, so the subreddit that you want to find this roundup in is r/skincare addiction. That's the subreddit.
Yeah.
So if you just go in there and you plug sunscreen or avobenzone into the search bar for that sub, you'll pull up the thread. And there were like, I don't know, there were like 30 or so brands, like lots and lots and lots of brands. So you can pick from those. But basically the answer is like, just use up whatever you have. And when you have to buy a new bottle of sunscreen, buy the stuff without avobenzone in it because it's just really bad and stainy. And why ruin your summer with really bad stainy stuff when you can ruin your summer with really great stainy summer stuff like rum punch?
Yeah, ruin your summer with alcohol.
Now I want rum punch.
See, that sounds like a hangover waiting to happen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Rum plus sugar plus, like, too easy to drink, and you drink so much of it.
And you're sweating outside while you're drinking it. Like, you're hungover by, like, hour two while you're just standing there drinking them. Yeah, that's a bad long-term summer drink plan.
Yeah, but delicious.
Yeah.
Really delicious.
Plus, it goes right to the waist. All the sugar.
This is just true.
Yeah.
I am trying to avoid sugar.
Yeah. Like, these bodies we have didn't happen by accident.
Listen, you know? I'm working hard on my summer body. My 15-year-old Nomar shirt fits again. I have to bind my breast to get into it, but it fits.
You mean Nomar?
Mm-hmm.
Try and slip Nomar past me. Come on.
I texted...
Nomar.
I texted my friend Phil yesterday, and I did write it N-O-M-A-H.
Autocorrect right to the H. Your phone won't even let you send it with an R. Noma Gassia Para.
I was very excited about my Nomar shirt. I'm going to start busting it out again.
He was on that World Series team, wasn't he? Or no? He was gone by then, wasn't he? I think I remember feeling bad for him because he was gone.
Yeah, I think he was gone.
They had some other good shortstop. That's a shame.
Anyway.
One of the many shortstops that were better than Derek Jeter that never got the love because they were on good teams. But that's a different podcast that I do as opposed to
you
this
don't
one.
Do that podcast. Maybe that's the one you could take on. You could take on a baseball podcast.
Why I hate Derek Jeter. Today's guest is Nomar Garcia Para.
I would listen to that podcast.
So Noma, can you stop calling me that?
No, I think he likes it.
Is he?
I mean, he's a Red Sox for life. So
is he?
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. In his hat.
Yeah, in his hat. When he's at Fenway Park in his hat.
Yeah. Anyway, well, listen, on that happy note, just thinking about Noma. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners, especially my Deadspin listeners. Miss you guys so much for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.